Oh, we're almost done.
I just kind of got the feeling that the open door policy is no longer valid for us, and we're thrown to the street people like Shirley and Papa John wondering.
No, it's an open door once you get past the locked door. we've had situations, and this is no surprise to you, with people are just getting a little stranger. Even
I'm getting stranger.
And we've had some issues with folks in the lobby that are very cantankerous, I guess, to use a nice term. So staff actually came to us as concerned about safety. That's one of the reasons. We never even used to have the glass in front of the two windows, and we put that into kind of stuff because we had people who actually kind of wanted
to lunge. I've been a supporter and an advocate for higher security in City Hall forever.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to see the door in there. But I kind of tend to agree with Councilmember Bursch. It's like we really can't be trusted to come up and punch that code in and come in and say, "Hi, Mr. Mayor, you got a minute?" I have to go through somebody out front, and she has to go back and say, "Do you want to talk to this jerk?" I mean,
no, but I don't think it's rude to come in and say, "Is someone there?"
I used to do that all the time. I'd go up to the front windows and say, "Hey, can I talk to Greg or something?" Because, I don't know if you're busy or in something. And then Sam kept yelling at me and saying, "You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that." So for Sam, I don't do that anymore.
So now you have to do that.
I just as a professional courtesy to the staff, yeah, to say, "Hey, are they
change
available?"
To what you're doing.
Well, I've never entered somebody's office without them saying, "Come on in." Sure. I've knocked on their door, and I stand there until I'm invited in.
I would rather. I came in today and talked to Greg this morning. One of the gals came back and told Greg that I was out there, and he said, "Who?"
They said, "Mr. Hansen's here." I go, "Who's Mr. Hansen?"
Anyway, but Greg had to get out of his chair, come out. It would have been just as easy for the gal to come back out and said, "Yeah, go on back," and open the door for me.
That's a lot
not
of work.
Not forcing him to have to jump up.
And how do the girls know?
They go back and ask.
Call them.
They're supposed to call.
They're supposed to call.
Yeah. Although it helps exercise.
Well, she walked, didn't she?
Yeah, she
just out. Walk across.
They even get the habit of just checking if maybe somebody's with Greg. Or, sometimes we have it. So I don't. We're not trying to exclude you, but it is polite. It is odd in the old days. All of a sudden, go. Who's that person wandering around?
But just we've been given grief of. I mean, you keep saying, "Come to City Hall. You need to spend more time at City Hall. Come talk to people. Just walk up." And so now it's like, "Don't come here."
Well, the one big reason was, kind of what I said in the email was very true. I think we were just trying to practice the security protocol, just to make sure that we had it down. Like, this is the process. Someone comes to the window, you do this, so that it's just ingrained in everybody.
Okay.
So that was it. And I got asked to send the email, so I didn't.
I mean, I don't mind. I don't come there that often unless I have something I need.
But you're right. I try to encourage everybody to come in. I wish folks would come in and stop by and say hi and ask us questions because it's helpful.
You guys are welcome anytime. You just come, and then the girls are supposed to buzz and go, "Hey, Gary, you're free." Yeah, send them back.
And they're women, by the way. Just one. They're not girls.
None of this happened until Sam made his system at City of
the Region. Yeah, then it began.
This plan is didn't get by me.
Escort the visitor.
Move to John.
We don't have a reception.
We're not dug into the discussion yet, John.
Yeah, I don't like the new system. I wish we had access. Whatever the code is, and if folks are really busy, if the door's closed, and we can knock, say we're busy.
I don't even know what code you're talking about.
There's a code on the door.
Oh, on the door handle, there's a four button, there's a
Can
five button.
Is it there forever and a day?
No,
it's a brand new door.
Okay.
No, you're not losing your mind. Really, it's all brand new. They just stuck it in there. Because if you walk in, it's like,
I just climbed through the window.
If you have a Parks key, it works on the back door, and you can just come in.
Yeah, make sure that's on the tape.
I'm used to it.
I get that. Works on that door, too.
I was the only guy that Jerry wouldn't give a key to.
I can't imagine why.
Which is appropriate.
You don't need no stinking key.
You better take mine away, 200
kilometers.
I have a motion.
Thank you,
though. Do I have a second?
Yes, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.